Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
What you just heard before that Green Day song is proof that not every idea we come up with is a good one. It's K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. And one of us, sadly, is a victim of a crime that has happened now multiple times. And it's a crime that probably you've experienced it well at some point in your life.
I think 90% of people who live in L.A. have experienced this.
We've done a lot to try to prevent it from happening. Yet whatever we do to try to prevent it from happening doesn't seem to work. And Vanessa, sadly, was the victim of one of the most heinous crimes that can happen. And for the second time, was this multiple days consecutively, Vanessa? Or
consecutive,
just
a Sunday and a Monday.
Listen to this, because she is in it right now, and she is not happy.
What happened, Vanessa?
I am not happy. Well, I order some gummies from TikTok shop, and I order some sunscreen from TikTok shop, and they both got delivered because they send you the photo, so I was like, so excited to get home to find a missing package. No. I asked the manager, hey, can you see if anyone maybe took my package by accident? She checked the cameras and it was a stranger. And I don't know why he only saw my stuff, because the lady in front of me, her package was right there. Like when I left my house, I saw her package.
You've been porch pirated 2 days in a row consecutively.
Consecutively.
Both stuff from TikTok shop.
Yes.
Why would the porch pirate not take all of the packages?
That's what I'm saying. If you're going to be a porch pirate, do it right.
Or maybe they're just a TikTok shop porch pirate. Maybe they're starting to get selective about the things that they take.
Well, I would imagine, Vanessa, the stuff you order is real small, like almost padded envelope.
It's a tiny, it's like a box, tiny.
Probably.
You'd say kid size?
Yeah, it's kid size. The thing about stealing the small stuff is maybe you assume there's more of a value in the small, like that could be cat. Like,
well, I would assume it's like toiletries, boring stuff.
Right, she got boring stuff. I mean, that poor porch pirate thought that they were probably going to make out like a bandit and ended up going home with gum. What kind of gummies were they?
They're for hair.
For
hair gummies.
Hair gummies. It's what? A girl gummy.
I give my kids gummies too when I brush their hair to comb them.
It's a girl gummy.
Right.
To grow more hair?
Just like for beauty.
Vanessa, how much stuff are you wasting on, are you buying on the TikTok shop is like a merch table for Jake.
I'm pretty tame. I'm pretty tame, actually.
Well, it sounds like you bought two things over the last 2 days.
Because it was one package that got split into two.
So you bought, and then you bought cream?
Sunscreen, a Korean sunscreen. I wanted to try it out.
Oh, yeah. The Korean beauty products were all the rage on the TikTok.
Oh, they with, like, bleach in them?
Yeah. Because they're like, they'll show some person, they'll say, look how good this person's skin is. And I go, that's a child in Korea.
Right.
Of course they got great skin.
I know.
There's
they're
seven.
Like, because she has the skin cream.
Yeah. And Vanessa's like, give me that cream
and
immediately.
And these hair gummies.
So, and what is your plan now? Because I thought you have a gate. We heard you one
time.
Yeah,
there is a gate. That's why I'm like, who left the gate open? My plan is that if I want to order something, I'm just going to send it to my mom's. I had another thing coming from Amazon that I got, and I canceled
that
order. No, it was actually a bench. A little bench.
A little bench?
How little?
Well, yeah.
Well, it's like those benches where you put the shoes.
It's called a step stool.
When you go on,
you're staying.
Okay, step stool, but you could also sit.
Oh, my God. Vanessa.
Oh, man.
She's creating a nursery rhyme in her house.
If you're a gnome.
Vanessa, that's a step stool. Is that for you to reach things on the top shelves?
No, it wasn't. Wait, no. It was for shoes.
This little bench.
And it was green. It was perfect.
And that was stolen, too.
No, I can't. As soon as I got my second package stolen, I was like, okay, cancel. I'll get this later.
But when we heard you yelling at the delivery driver the time you said AI Chinese me.
Yeah.
Wasn't that because you were trying to get them to throw a package over a gate?
Exactly. Yes, there's a gate. So whoever left the gate open, neighbors, I hate you.
Oh. Oh, wow. All right, this took a turn.
It's very mean. The kids can be so mean.
Would you like us to help you create a bait box?
I think that we should.
Okay.
See what happens.
Well, yeah, or we have somebody do 24-hour surveillance.
No, I don't want that.
Why is that?
Who's going to do that? That's not
you guys. Listener would be there in a heartbeat watching your date.
We're not, exactly.
Yeah, give out the address. We'll send a bunch of listeners there. They'll,
all right, guys, everywhere, get your pens out.
They'll tackle
15-0-7-4.
The person who is taking your packages, so we could have one of those guys like to catch a predator dressed like a bush.
Yes, totally. And then go attack him. Because I want to catch the guy.
Yeah, a guy dressed like a package. That's a great idea, Jake.
It's just like, ah!
Yeah, just a guy in a giant box just sitting on the doorstep. No one will suspect
These aren't hair gummies. Ah!
that's a grown-ass man. Vanessa, are you open to us creating a bait box to get you revenge? Because
yeah, let's create it.
Have you seen surveillance footage of the stuff getting stolen?
The manager of the place said that she saw it, so I trusted her.
I would like to also, when we create the bait box, put a air tag in it to see where it goes, and we can track it
trace the bait
stolen.
Box.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
don't,
then what?
But don't you think the person that stole Vanessa's stuff when they opened it up and all it was hair gummies is already going to feel like they got bait boxed?
Especially 2 days in a row. They probably got the hair gummies and they were like, this sucks. I bet if I go back, I'll get something better.
And then they got the cream.
And now,
Korean sunscreen. Damn me. I mean, that feels
damn my beautiful complexion.
If someone were to create a bait box, I feel like that's what I would put in it first would be hair gummies and the worst type of gummies and Korean sunscreen.
Maybe they think they're being pranked already.
Vanessa, do you think if you order another thing, it'll be stolen?
I'm too afraid to find out.
Okay, because we can bait box.
We can buy things and have them sent to your place just to see.
Oh, see if they get there.
Mm-hmm.
Are you open to that, us sending stuff to your place?
Yes, well, only you guys, only one. I don't want to have a bunch of boxes outside of my
house. Promise
just a giant pile, just so many boxes.
We promise not to post your address at Klein Alley Show on Instagram in about 5 minutes.
Do you want a Klein Alley Show, Please Don't Rob Me sign?
No.
Well, it sounds like you need the sign more than anyone.
I don't want one.
Why don't you want a Klein Alley Show, Please
because
Don't Rob Me
sign? Because I like my Porsche to look clear. I only have a plan. I like it to look uniform. That sign is not for me.
Little benches are.
But
but you're getting robbed.
You're getting robbed. So this is the exact sign for you.
This sign is huge and it's ugly.
The sign is ugly.
I know people like it, but me personally, I don't like it.
What if but it might stop from you getting robbed.
Right.
But I don't have grass to, stake it in.
Oh, we'll figure that out.
All right, well, Vanessa's been porch pirated 2 days in a row.
Yeah, we could tape it on a wall or something.
Or we can make you a custom little green one that's aesthetically pleasing to you.
No, I don't want this.
If someone's cruising around right now with great looking skin and thick
and
hair,
thick, beautiful follicles,
we're on to you. We know
we're on to you, hottie.
We're looking for you, attractive person that's stolen all of Vanessa's beauty stuff, and we will get to the bottom of this. We will not rest until this crime is solved. Okay?
Thank you.
Or until we forget about it in about 3 minutes.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.